Bodybuilding for seniors.
For the elderly, bodybuilding is about real health, and pretending to know how it is done causes actual harm. Doctor sends them in to work on their muscles and joints at the gym, and they must show real results within 3 or 6 months. Very reasonable. The belief that lifting heavy sets, reps, and rest is how it is done is cruel, because they actually need muscle. And doing it right helps with joints too. If a person can still walk, they must never sit at the gym, as that only adds to their daily total of sitting, which is neither a workout nor very healthy. Sitting or laying down is not a positive workout. It is a negative workout that takes away from a person. Yes. Lifting heavy, the act that demands such stabilization, is not how our bodies grow. It's how teenagers and some bodybuilders show off. Our bodies grow the same way the legs of a jogger or a hiker grow. Through prolonged challenge that the body can notice loud and clear, that is carefully controlled not to crush a person and make them stop. Yes. So an elderly person on their first day must first be tested for what they are capable of. How long can they walk with the lightest of dumbbells? If over an hour, then the weights can be increased, so that an hour overwhelms without crushing a person down. This is a positive exercise. It challenges the body. It does not let up. It always leans forward. The person is always challenged upward. And the positive result is a little bit of muscle as the body adapts to the challenge. Carefully adjusting the weights to be heavier at first when a person is rested, and then somewhat lighter as the body is under challenge, is preferred. For the body to start growing, a person must start in their special spot, in their beginning, with what they can do, plus a little bit of extra. There is no other way. There is no jumping. Jumping and lifting heavier weights only ensures that you will never be able to lift even heavier. The advice I often give is lift light, but not so light that you can lift more. And never, ever so heavy that you are forced to stop. A good audiobook and a nice natural park will take care of the rest. A gym is not a good place, at least at first, because it is a boring box with some mirrors, as if we were birds. A boring place like that may endanger our exercise. Out in nature, the scenery always changes. Our mind is always occupied with interesting things. You can have sandwiches, or if you find a grill, sausages. And happily walk many times the distance you would walk at the gym. The dumbbell exercises are just the simple 3 or 4 dumbbell exercises that you can perform. Shoulder press, bicep curl, lateral raise. There is nothing to it, but you can't stand while performing them. You have to be walking. Proper posture is almost as bad as sitting. Just look how many more muscles get a workout when you simply walk while using your dumbbells. To get even more muscle, all you have to do is wait until your body adapts to the current weight, and then just add wrist weights, which are usually 1.5 pounds per wrist. Or go directly to the next weight by 2.5 pounds, but no more, if you can handle it. Finally, just to leave you with a picture in your mind, think of the workout as an engine. Is the person operating smoothly? Or are they sputtering, needing to stop or sit? When bodybuilding gets real, when it becomes a matter of health,
we put the silly lie of heavier means bigger and stronger aside. And we let the seniors and the elderly work out for real by consistently challenging their bodies without overwhelming them into stopping. Let the elderly heal and gradually build muscle and gradually get stronger and gradually walk farther and live healthier and live longer.